Online Podcast 176.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. Do not adjust your shets. Fuck sets. I've hijacked John's feed. This is Steve Harris. You probably remember me from my two interviews with Online, and I enjoyed myself so much, I thought I'd just take over the whole show. Okay, the real story is that poor old John has got a whore throat, and he's got a fever, and he's in bed, and asked me to cover the show for him, which is a real honour, and I've never done this before, so bear with me. Okay, as John's Thursday shows tend to be more about interviews and stuff, I've got a special guest here today. Her name is Purple Chick, and she's a wannabe fag hag. Hello, how are you today?
Hello, I'm fine. Would be better if you called me Princess, my full title.
Princess Purple Chick, I am sorry, she is a princess, as you can tell. Yes, Princess Purple Chick.
Thank you.
R's in both as well, so that's Princess. I can't fucking do it. Purple Chick. There we go. Purr like a cat. Is it like a cat?
Something like that.
Mm. Do you purr like a cat?
Only occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just before we get into the show, I thought I'd go through some feedback, because a lot of people have left some feedback about the shows that I was on. And in particular, I want to pull out...
It's all about you.
It is all about me. Bitch, get over it. It can be all about you in a sec. Right. Okay, first of all, I want to say thanks to Oliver from Orange in a Pod podcast. He's written some sweet things about me somewhere. Not that I can see them here, but he has, I swear, and he's fucking hot too, so that's good. Do you want to check out Oliver's third show? Because he has a lot of good stuff in there, and it's really worth listening to, really. Touched me. I don't want to say what it is in advance, although it's pretty obvious. If you go to the site and have a look for show number 3. I also want to say thanks to Rebecca and Becky from the trannyrec.com. Thanks, Becky. She said some nice things about me too. It's all about me. She said, I'm not just attractive, I'm a fucking hottie, and she loves the British accent, and it's making her future vagina wet. Isn't that nice? Okay. And also to VJ as well, because you're a sweetie, VJ, and thanks for liking the outtake at the end of the show. Okay. So let's get back to our guest, Princess Purple Chick. Now, you... I want to be fag hag.
I am.
So, what is it that makes you want to be a fag hag? What is it, or are you born that way? What is it that you like about gay men?
Well, I don't know if it was nature or nurture, but I've wanted to be a fag hag for as long as I can remember, and I just haven't found the right gay bloke to be the hag to.
Yes. I haven't found the right fag to hag.
Yes.
Apart from Rupert Everett.
Well, apart from Rupert Everett, yes, but...
It always seems to be busy when you call him,
you know that injunction?
They still haven't lifted it. I'm sure it's some terrible mistake. Well, any day now.
I'm hoping.
Mm. Okay, so you've always wanted to be a fag hag, but you haven't found the right... Because we are friends. I should point out that this is my friend, Purple Chick. We're good friends, but I'm only half gay, so...
So that makes me a hagette.
Yes, so she's only a fag hagette. Yeah.
Half a hag.
Half a
hag. Yes. I can only be your hag when you're deciding to be gay.
Well, you're in luck at the moment. Yeah, well, you know, I let you put makeup on me and, you know, paint my nails black and stuff like dress me up.
No, you beg and plead for me to put makeup on and paint your nails. And you, where's your feather boa? Please let me wear it. And the tiara.
There are no photos of this on Flickr, don't bother looking.
Yes, there are.
Right, so so you've never really had a fully gay friend?
No, not through want to try it.
But have you met gay men and sort of struck up a rapport?
Gay men do tend to like my hair.
Which is gorgeous, by the way.
They
always the sky me. Marcus does it for you.
Yeah, they always ask who my colourist is.
Yes.
And they usually like my shoes.
Oh, yes.
And surprisingly, they often comment that I've got great tits as well.
Ah.
But they never really want to be my friend. But then that's because I usually meet them like on a night out or something and not in a place where I could be friends with them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like you don't sort of... What you need is someone you meet and you work with or someone you can stalk every day.
Yeah, yeah. But there's not that many gay men around here,
No, tell me about it.
And the ones that there are, you won't let me be friends with because you don't like them.
That's only enough room for one fag around here, honey.
There's only one gay in this village.
There is only one gay in this village and nobody outside the UK knows what that means.
No.
And I'm not going to explain it either.
No, they can look it up.
Yeah. Okay, and so as part of this sort of thing as well, as part of the whole liking gay men thing, do you you know, is there any part of you that sort of identifies with the whole gay men thing?
Well, you know, Anna Matronic from Sisters.
I know her well, yes.
How I'd love to be her. But she always says that she feels like she's a drag queen inside a woman's body.
Right.
And in the last year, 18 months or so, I've started to identify with that somewhat.
Because you used to be a bit of a tomboy, actually, didn't you?
I did. I was always in trainers and jeans and...
Didn't like shopping.
No, I didn't like shopping.
No.
I
was a fussy, stuck-up cow.
Yeah, I know. Cheeky bitch. You know, I never did anything with my hair, never used to wear makeup, and, you know. And then all of a sudden, like...
Not that you need it. You don't need the makeup.
Well, no.
I do.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's about me. I reached a certain birthday, which I won't mention. And things kind of changed overnight. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly wanted to be a glamour-puss.
Ah, that's very interesting. And has this helped you get any more gay friends, do you think?
Or? No.
No. It hasn't done shit.
No.
No.
Because like I said, you... Right, an awful with gay men that I meet.
Can't imagine why. How do I do that?
You just kind of growl at them a
bit. Yeah. Apart from that last one, eh?
You didn't apart from that last one. No, you wouldn't let me meet him.
Yes. Oh, yes. Nice. It was a nice bit of rice.
It's just like a dream sequence now.
It is. I just go off. Yeah. There's a swear box on that though now.
Is there?
Yes, I'm not allowed to mention.
Good.
Well, you set it up. I'm not allowed to mention. Not allowed to mention Michael, or I have to put a pound in the pot. Which. There you go. Another pound. Anyway. So. This inner drag queen thing, though, I mean, this has sort of become manifest in a sort of thing for gloves and shoes and things.
Yes, yeah. Only one pair of gloves.
Right.
Which you insisted on stretching.
They were nice.
By trying them on.
Lovely sort of lacy things.
Black lace, yes.
Yes.
Shoes, yes. Mm-hmm. I've suddenly acquired more pairs of shoes than I can count. red lipstick, which matches my hair, kind of stinky stuff, I don't know. But kind of, you know, Dita Von Teese and her burlesque look?
Oh, yes.
Kind of a toned-down version of that.
Yes. Now that's, is it Marilyn Manson's?
Marilyn Manson's wife.
Wife.
Yeah.
Yes. She's got a book.
She has got a book. It's fantastic. Lots of pictures to drool over.
Is it called Fetish Burlesque? Or is it called something
It's called The Art of Burlesque and the other side, because it's a half and half book, and flip it over. The other side, I think, is called The Art of Fetish or something.
Right, yes. And you fall somewhere in between those two.
Perhaps. But, of course, in day-to-day, a bit like Superman, you know, in day-to-day life, I have to be normal and boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then every now and again, I can unleash my wilder side.
Like Wonder Woman, you spin around and all of a sudden you're all dolled up.
But not in a phone box, because they smell urine.
They do, usually. Yeah, that's true. Though you can get some good phone numbers there. Okay, and yes, hold on a sec. Okay, you might have heard another little laugh just then. That's Purple Chick's husband, Swing Nut, but he's too good for this podcast. He doesn't want to appear on it, and you're not going to say anything, are you?
No.
See, he didn't. So, it's not for any snobby reason. He's just shit scared of Big Nelly Queens like all you out there.
And who can blame him?
I know. Who can blame them? Anyway, so if anyone wants to be Purple Chick's gay best friend, get in touch. Although you might have competition, and rather large competition, in the form of Andy Melton.
Yes.
So you know Andy.
I do know Andy, through you.
Mm-hmm. He's been stalking me for months now.
Yes.
You can probably also hear Jack. Hello, boy. Do you want to be on a podcast?
Hello, Jack.
Hello, boy. Come on, Jack. See, we like dogs on
podcasts. Speak. Speak.
Yeah. Yes.
Speak.
Yes. Do you like gay men, Jack?
Speak.
Only for lunch, she says. Right. There we go. Although you have suspected that Jack's gay before now, haven't you?
Yes. Unfortunately, he doesn't have any equipment. So, whichever way he went, he wouldn't be able to do anything, but I think he probably is.
Mm.
Mm. We have two gay dogs in this house, of course.
Oh, do you?
But we have Baby Daddy as well.
Oh, of course, Baby Daddy. He's a star.
He is.
He really is.
And he's not a stuffed poodle.
Well, I don't know where.
Andy Melton said.
I know that fucking whore. I don't know why they would think he's a stuffed dog, really. He's a star. He's a bit of a drunk, though. That's his only downside. You need to get sober, like the Wonder Wisdom. So, okay, we've beat you a fag.
We were talking about Andy.
We were talking about Andy.
And how he could be my fag.
Yes.
But he's in another time zone.
Yes.
And
so am I.
And I think he prefers you to me.
It's funny that, isn't it? It's funny the way he sends me
anyone.
7 emails a day, and, you know, the minute I go on Skype, it's like, Steve! yes, he is my professional stalker, and stalks me wherever I go.
He's very good at it.
He is very good at it. He actually takes a pride in his work, too. It's like he makes sure he always is the first to post comments on my blog or anything on Flickr photos, especially ones that are less than clothed.
But if you're going to have a stalker, you might as well have one as sweet as Andy.
Oh, he is very sweet.
He's lovely.
He is.
He's better than your other stalker.
Oh, him. Yeah, we don't talk about him.
No.
Her. We don't mention her. No. No, she's... I repressed my birth then. I'm not meant to do that in a long line. And to burp and laugh.
Should I mention I need to poo right now?
I'll give it another 10 minutes. Yes. Another thing I should mention is that, let me ask you, are you fat?
Oh, you can't ask a princess that kind of question.
Well, are you?
No, I'm damn fucking slim.
That's right.
No, I'm not slimmer than you, fat boy.
Oh, fuck you. I'm perfectly fine.
I'm going to the gym and working out, unlike some.
I can't. I did my ankle in. It was, you know, Natasha Bedingfield's fault. Yes, and I'm still paying the bloody monthly membership as well, so I can't go to the gym because I pulled my Achilles tendon.
So, and of course, there's been so many fit men there since Steve stopped going.
It's always the same.
You can't walk through the gym for all these fit guys just gagging for somebody.
I know, when I was there, it was just like all these big, fat, hairy guys with... Nothing wrong with that, though, John. Nothing. You know, all these big... Madge. Nothing wrong with that. Just... Yeah, there's everything wrong with that, actually. A teeny, weeny, tiny little doodahs. No, won't do at all.
Doodahs? Yeah. Doodahs?
Blah, blahs.
Do you mean penises?
I do. Penile. Oh, look, Swing Nut's perked up. Must be that second glass of wine. Mm. Yes. And do you, you know, do you yourself, do you ever find your eyes wandering from male to female or anything like that?
I might do.
Do you, at the gym at all?
I look at other women in the gym and see what they look like and whether I'd like to look like them or not.
Really?
Mm.
Like to look like them or like...
To lick them.
Yeah. Sorry for overmodulating there, but I think you'll agree it was worth it. So you like to think about licking them out?
I haven't heard that term for so long. That was a school term.
Yeah.
Lick you, I want to lick you out.
Oh, yeah.
Did he lick her out? Do I look like shakes?
Oh, of course he was had.
It was in the same genre as I'd like to get off with him.
Yes.
Which, of course, means kiss.
Yes.
I presume.
Yeah. I think so.
Because no one ever knew what get off meant, but you just knew that you wanted to do it with that person.
That's right. Well, I got off with her, it sounds like.
Yeah.
See, I say it so naturally now. Mm. Like, you know. Yeah.
And we didn't have any bases either.
No, bases? All this first, second, third, fourth base that Americans have, what the fuck is all that about?
Oh, right.
We're so rounders.
You have tops and fingers.
So have you ever had any experiences in that department?
Yes.
Squeak. Really?
Which department? Getting off with someone?
No, not that. I know you fucking don't.
Going
to a fucking hall.
Is there a full base? Or is it a home run?
I don't know.
I think it's called a home run.
No, I thought it was fourth base. Oh. But I don't know what that means. I don't know whether it means sex or just inserting something.
Maybe it's a homo run.
Good to leave a comment if you know. Please.
Yeah, please do.
Yes. And if you want to be a gay best friend. And want to lick her out.
I don't know about that last one.
Apart from Becky from the tranny wreck, because you're a bit weird, honey. You're not really. Yes, you are. You know it. And you haven't got a cunt yet.
So I need to spot my wine up then.
Not over the power, but... Okay, so, do you really think... I mean, are there any people out there that you fancy?
Oh, there are lots. When I think about... If someone says, who do you fancy who's famous?
Mm-hmm.
I can only ever think of women.
Really?
Strangely enough, yeah.
Okay, right.
I really struggle to find a man.
Do you?
To fancy.
Well, that's good since you're married as well.
Well, yeah.
He's a green-eyed whore.
Yeah. But women I fancy...
Smiling sweetly.
Angelina Jolie.
Don't we all?
Absolutely. She could almost turn gay men straight, I think.
Yeah. Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic red lipstick.
Yes. Absolutely. She's a bit like a drag queen.
She is, yeah.
It's the outrageous dress, I think, isn't it?
Well, she's got different styles, which is cool.
Yeah.
But her latest thing with the... She's kind of burlesque and...
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Of course, they've both sprogged.
Yes, they have.
So, kind of off-putting, because you can't help thinking of Bucket Fanny and stuff, but... But they could have had cesareans, so that would be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry?
Lovely.
Mm. They are. They're both very lovely.
They are, but you know these famous people that have all these exercises they can do, I don't know what you do to get that...
Pelvic floor exercises.
Pelvic floor exercises, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because they always turn out, you know, they get
She's
pregnant.
She's doing them now.
I am.
You can't be doing pelvic floor exercises.
I'm clenching.
Oh.
I'm clenching, honey. Steve's gone very gay all of a sudden. And Dieter Von Teese, of course.
Dieter Von Teese.
So back on topic. And yes. Animatronic. I like women with a bit of attitude, you know, and not necessarily, I mean, Angelina is perfect, but not necessarily perfect.
There are different kinds of women with attitudes, though, aren't there? There are, like, oh, I've got attitude and fuck you, but then there's, like, I've got attitude, but I can still be a sexy lady, honey bunny thing, sort of thing.
Madonna's still quite hot.
She is, I'm amazed, but... You know, that's...
Because she's, like, 47 now?
Yeah, yeah.
frankly, it's far too old to be prancing around in a leotard.
I know. Well, I mean, you wouldn't...
Showing your minge off to the world.
Oof! Yes.
Do Americans get minge?
No, they don't get minge, but they can probably imagine. It's, you know, it's the same thing we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes.
How do you survive with that minge?
I don't know. No, tushy is his backside, isn't it?
Oh,
and
You listen to Dawn and Drew.
They call Ars Fanny. I haven't listened to Dawn and Drew for ages.
Why not?
Oh, I've got time. I'm a busy lesbian.
Busy lesbian.
What, a real one?
Ooh. Yeah, okay, so it's Angelina, Gwen, Madonna. So you're not fussy then? I mean, anything will go.
Pretty much, yeah. As long as they've got my Dieter von Teese and ass.
Yeah. I've seen that Dieter von Teese book. I mean, I think it's a good look for anyone who just likes clothes and arty photos and things too.
Oh, you should see her in a corset though. She nips her waist in so tight. I think she loses about 6 inches.
Really?
Or is it 8? Could be more. I don't know. I can't remember.
It's amazing.
It's a lot.
Isn't it? Can you breathe in those things? I've never worn one.
I've never worn one like that.
No.
I have worn corsets, but not the ones that actually pull you in that much.
Right.
I think it depends on how much boobage you have.
You have a lot.
I do have a lot. So that would make breathing a bit more difficult, I think.
Right.
But, yeah, you can actually train your waist.
Oh, really?
So it will go like that naturally even when you're not wearing a corset.
Oh, really? Wow. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
I'd love to get one, but I couldn't wear one to work.
No, well, that's it, isn't
so
it? Because you'd have to wear one all the time.
Yeah, you'd have to wear one for a while.
And of course, you could wear it under something, but it might pop out. Things might pop out in that case.
Well, I think if I wore a corset to work, then my tits would be cutting great big swathes through the floor.
You might get a good promotion, though.
Maybe I should try it.
Wouldn't look at all strange.
Apart from my big boss's. Email. But then, maybe she swings.
You never know. You never know. That's it. That's it. So, I mean, I guess we didn't actually explicitly say, would you say that you're actually bisexual?
Yes.
Yes.
So I was quite interested in John's interview with you the other day when he said he's never spoken to a bisexual before.
Oh, we have them by the tongue.
They're coming up my arse, there's so many.
That'll be those pelvic floor exercises.
Yes. No, we're overrun with bisexual people here.
And it's not just a cop-out for you either, is it? Because that's the thing.
Oh, no.
And that you can be misunderstood.
Well, you know, as John was saying to you about bisexuals who are married.
Yes.
Well, hello.
Yes, you are one.
But I don't troll the lonely hearts out looking for a bit of fun.
No.
Not usually, anyway.
Yeah. Well, but the good thing is this, because I know you wanted me to talk about that more, didn't you? And I didn't. Because there are probably a couple of kinds of that. There's like, you know, with Aid sat right next to us who...
Swinger.
Oh, whatever his name is. Whatever name is. Swinger. Yeah. Sorry. You have to do that John thing of mentioning the thing you're not meant to mention. I'll edit that out. It's all right. And then, okay, so yes. So swing that.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. And you're, but he's not talking on this podcast. You're very supportive of your wife's endeavours.
Of course, yes.
In this area. If she wanted to get it on in a club, you'd be quite happy.
What husband wouldn't want to see that?
I know. I mean, yeah. It's dream come true material, really, isn't it? Invite all your friends. Yeah.
You can't suppress something like that.
No. Well, that's the big thing.
Okay? Shared love.
Yeah. Yes, please. I'll share mine if you share yours, eh?
Not with you, darling.
What a whore. Yeah. And do you ever find Mr. Swingler? He's not on this podcast, but I'm asking questions anyway now. Do you ever find men attractive? Do you ever swing?
Well, yes, and yes.
Many, though, or are you a fussy whore?
I'm very fussy, yeah.
Of course he's fussy, he's married to me.
Yes, that's true. Oh, these whores, honestly, they've whipped me into shape no ends and about them, and it's like I can't do anything now without getting bloody criticised for it. Anyway, yeah, so you'd swing your nuts. There we are. See, so that's what you want
I
to see.
I check my poos.
Because you call yourself Purple Chip now, but you're not so purple anymore, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm more red.
Two D's. Red with two D's. You've got lovely red hair, and which my friend Marcus does for you. Too bad Marcus won't be your friend anyway.
Nice.
I know. I think that's about it for this show. Just before we go, see, is there anything you would like to ask the audience?
I would like to appeal in kind of UNICEF kind of manner.
Mm-hmm. You're holding an African baby at the moment.
Close. I'm certainly starving. I'd like to appeal on behalf of a poor Welsh girl.
Oh.
If there's any gay best friends out there who are looking for a hag, please, please, please let me know. I'll be your gay best. I'll be your fag hag if you be my gay best friend.
Oh.
I'll invite you around for gay dinners and you can have gay candles and gay food and gay drink.
Oh, I love gay drinks.
You'll not have any. You'll be half gay.
I'd like a gay best friend.
Would you?
Get off my turf, bitch.
Now, ladies.
You can't have one if I can't have one.
Okay, and then...
You might be allowed to share mine if I ever get one. And he doesn't count.
I don't care. I was his friend before I was your friend.
Oh, fuck off.
Sorry, just... drinking there. Okay.
I'm just spilling my red wine down my top.
You are. You're just an attention-seeking whore.
Yep.
Right. Okay, so, yes, if anyone wants to be Claire's gay best friend, why not leave a thingy in the comments?
A gay mail. Will...
Gay mail. Send her a gay mail. Yeah, I'll leave something in the comments on John's blog, or you have a blog as well. Do you want to mention that? Or?
I do have a blog. It's called In These Shoes.
In These Shoes?
which is my constant catchphrase, because, of course, you have to wear ridiculous shoes.
Ridiculous shoes.
When you're in a drag queen.
You can barely walk.
Barely walk, but they look good. So that's all that counts. So my blog's called In These Shoes. And
where can you find it?
It's found at... PurpleCheck with two R's.
PurpleCheck.wordpress.com. There we go. PurpleCheck.wordpress.com. We put that in the show notes as
well. Or you can link to it from Steve's blog.
Yes, yes. It's on my blog, which is stevehwordpress.com. And what else is I going to ask you now? Okay. Yeah, but you will have some rather large competition in the form of Andy Melton.
Well, Andy's got his own fag hag, so...
He does, that's true.
I don't think I'm in the running for that one.
Yeah.
No matter how hard I try.
Yeah. And you're quite easy, I mean, any kind of gay guy will do, is it?
Not easy. You're like, yeah, I am, okay.
You are.
I'm easy. Any gay guy will do, yeah. As long as he's my best friend.
Best friend.
And not his.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So I suppose you just have to tolerate this whole...
Yeah. Story of my life.
There we are. See, tolerates. Yep. Okay. And, I never got to use the swear pod again. Look, we set up a little swear pod, and, you know, I'll just have to say the word Michael. There we go. It's another one. I'm going to use that money in that swear pod to find him again.
Not before I do.
Hands off, Mike. Use my bit of rice.
I have to say, the photographer that night let us down dreadfully.
He was terrible. I mean, normally we can't, you know, go for a, you know, we can't do anything.
Can't go for a crap without a camera in your face.
That's
Sitting
right.
Photos
camera
of
light up your vagina. But yes, so yeah, we might actually put one of these photos on the thingy. Except I have my special T-shirt on as well. Don't forget, if you haven't bought one of these T-shirts yet, you need to go to podcastersunite.com, get a Join the Revolution T-shirt so that John can sell out and make some more.
Yeah, I would. Really like it if John could make T-shirts that are like babe tops for girls, because I can't be doing wearing one of those one size fits all kind of malarkey things. Because
I'm sure you'd have a lot of clothes.
They do have different sizes.
But it needs to be a girl cut
proper
top.
Girl cut.
Yeah, because those don't do anything for me.
Mm.
So John, please if you can do a girly tank top, that'd be great, and I'll buy three.
Yeah, I might buy one as well. I'd look hot in a girly top.
Marcus would like it.
Marcus would, yes. You might find out more about Marcus.
So. I need to clean Tom because I've got red wine all down my
Okay.
Anyway.
Right, okay, well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Well, thank you. I have enjoyed it, but I'm a bit disappointed because...
Why?
Well, when I listened to John...
I didn't ask you if you fucking enjoyed it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, what's wrong?
I listened to John's show.
Yes.
And the best thing about it, in my opinion, is his laugh.
Oh, okay.
So I thought you were going to... When you said, I'm doing John's show, I thought you were going to do his laugh.
Right.
And where's his laugh?
Sorry for overmodulating.
Yeah, okay. That was a good attempt, but...
It's not good enough, is it?
No.
Fucking crap, in fact. And that'll probably just wipe out the whole thing.
We'll flunk the Pepsi challenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, they haven't got John's laugh, but they've got me, so...
They've got you, so that makes it all right. Okay, then.
Me?
Right.
Yeah, I'm swing nuts.
And swing nuts. You've got swing nuts too. And swing your nuts. Andy Moulton quite fancies swing nut, actually. Are you into big boys?
I'm a bit of a big boy myself.
Oh, yes. Well, no. You're nothing. Be a slip of a lad.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking America here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Supersized.
Yeah.
Okay. Oregano.
Oh, how did it start? No, we can't be
Andy, having... Andy, for the record, oregano. Basil. Aluminium. Herbs. Get over it.
Herbs.
No, herbs.
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 Oregano. Basil. What's the other one? Aluminum.
Right. Oregano.
Okay.
Linoleum.
There we go. I've just alienated all the American listeners now.
Well, they should do it.
Both of them.
Proper.
Yeah.
Like what we
like
do.
Like what we do.
In it.
Yeah.
Go. Drew, you're bomb.
Sorry, we love the Americans, really.
Yeah, we like lots of things about you, like your iPods and your cheap holiday with your crap dollar exchange rate. I'm going Asian all of a sudden now. You give me dollar, I make you holler. Okay, I'm trying to wrap this fucking show up, you bitches.
Sorry,
the music, John. I haven't got the music, so I have to tell him when to put the music on. Okay, thank you very much for joining me today. Miss Penang and
me.
Yes, and Miss Penang should be back on Monday with one of our regular Monday shows.
John, I hope you can join us then. Better.
Yes, hope you're feeling better.
Get well soon.
Yes, John. Love you.
Thank you for letting me take over your show.
Yes, she did.
Even though you don't know anything about it.
I know, I had this show under control until 5 minutes ago. Okay.
John's going to be going, when he hears this.
We've totally got over the 30-second theme song now. Okay. Thanks for totally screwing that up, but I was going to time it down to the second. We're all professional, but
you
who gives a fuck?
That.
John, put the music on 30 seconds from the end. Okay. Thank you very much. You won't have to suffer any more of this stuff next week. Thank you. And don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.